December 15, 1908. Honoring God. Ellen G. White. The question is asked, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? The Savior is calling souls to come to him. The bells of heaven are ringing out the blessed invitation, come. The Spirit of God is pleading, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. These are precious words of encouragement and hope. It is the privilege and duty of every church member to consecrate heart and soul to God. At your baptism, you pledged yourselves to believe in God, to obey His word, to receive His grace. You pledged yourselves to live the principles of the gospel and to labor together with Christ with all the ability God has given you. None can refuse to represent Him in word and deed and be guiltless. None are excused for living idle lives. The presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three highest powers in the universe, is pledged to be with every striving soul. They will impart grace and strength to all who will watch unto prayer, to all who will purify the soul by obedience to the truth, and they will make the believer instrumental in leading other souls to accept Christ by faith. The duty to reflect light rests upon every church member. Ye are the light of the world, Christ declared to his followers. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If the believer fails of drawing light from the Sun of Righteousness, he cannot reflect light. He that is not with me, Christ said, is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Those who do not cast their influence on the side of Christ, Satan imbues with his spirit to act in unison with the enemy of good. We cannot afford to do this. When we give to the cause of evil the influence and ability which belong to the cause of truth, angels are disappointed and Christ is dishonored. Those who are true to their baptismal pledge cannot be indifferent to the work of saving souls. To those who, by their influence, gather with Christ, angels will give ability to labor successfully for Him. The servant of God is to be learning constantly how he may reflect light to the world. By his earnest devotion to the cause of the coming King, he is to be a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. He has become dead to worldly inducements and lives unto God, and the words of his mouth, the modest dress, the humble spirit, unfailingly testify that he is a laborer together with God. Spiritual indolence brings discouragement to the church. The example of one indolent soul may do much harm, for it will be copied by others just according to the possibilities of its influence. The Lord calls upon all who profess His name to exalt His character before men by words and works revealing their faith in Him. In response to our desire to labor for Christ, heavenly angels will place opportunities before us by which we may make known the salvation of God. For God's people are to be channels for the outworking of the highest influence in the universe. A great work is to be accomplished by them in setting before men the saving truths of the gospel. This is the means ordained by God to stem the tide of moral corruption. This is His means of restoring His moral image in man. It is His remedy for universal disorganization. The purpose which God seeks to accomplish through His people today is the same that He desired to accomplish through Israel when He brought them forth out of Egypt. By beholding the goodness, the mercy, the justice, and the love of God revealed in the church, the world is to have a representation of His character. And when the law of God is thus exemplified in the life, even the world will recognize the superiority of those who love and serve God. The Lord has His eye upon every one of His people. He has His plans concerning each. It is His purpose that those who practice His precepts shall be a distinguished people. To the people of God today, as well as to ancient Israel, belong the words written by Moses through the Spirit of inspiration. Thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Brethren, we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. Then what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting the coming of the day of God? 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9. 2 Peter 3, verse 11, 12.